Here we go. Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Meanwhile,
how you doing?
All right, let's do it.
Go for what? A shitty fucking show?
Yes.
I have to watch this again?
Yes. Episode 4, motherfucker.
Episode 4. Okay, let's do this. Welcome to This Show Sucks.
Parentheses.
Yes, This Show Sucks for the 4th straight time. Superstore, I am Joe Spiegel.
Mike Sutherland.
Let's suffer
why
together.
Do we fucking interview? Why do we
introduce ourselves?
Yes.
It's ego, baby. Ego.
I just want to get into it.
We're into it right now.
All
right,
whatever. Go.
Look into my eye.
So I don't know what this episode is actually called, but
I've never seen it.
Here we go. Everybody's in the break room.
And fat people have to sit in the back.
Huh, I never noticed that. All the ugly people have to sit in the back.
Yeah. People aren't like this.
It looks like he's drinking a Bud Light. Oh, generic.
This is
cola.
Unrealistic. People are like groups. They form into groups. And if the whole fucking staff is going to be there for lunch or breakfast or whatever the fuck this is at the same time.
They're not working, so it doesn't matter.
There's specific cliques you hang out with that are created from whatever, okay? Either you're all homies or you're all whatever the fuck. But this is not. They've got all the races, all the different races spread out, right? Which is bullshit. Because anywhere that you've ever worked, the races almost always stick together.
Not really.
It's like prison.
Not really.
Really?
Because I used to hang out. I hang out with.
Oh, no. I see. No, there's still plenty of mingling, interracial mingling. But I still see it's inherent.
You're a fucking racist.
I just call shit the way I see it. Okay? The brothers love to hang out with the brothers. The vatos like to hang out with the vatos. Hey, the fucking Filipinos like to hang out with the Filipinos.
No, I'm not saying that you're wrong, but what I'm saying is that in this type of environment where everybody fucking...
Did she just put her hand on her fucking
vag.
ugly crotch?
Yes.
Ugh.
Oh, now we're getting into abortions.
Hi.
Al Michaels, Ray Romano, Kermit the Frog.
Ah, abortion. Oh,
God.
Hey, Miss Piggy. Fozzie Bear.
You know what pisses me off about, and this is not me getting into that debate at all. I swear to God, it's not. What I hate about them bringing up something like abortion is it's insulting to me because it's always going to be the opinion of one side that's going to be projected on the show anyway. And anyone on the other side of it.
But you are getting sucked into that whole debate.
Anyone on the other side of it's going to be always made to look like an ignorant jackass every fucking time. So you know what? Just keep it out of the fucking show.
Well, the other thing is that abortion comedy, when you're trying to do...
this show is aborted comedy.
Yeah. When you're trying to make it funny, it's always lowest common denominator.
Yeah.
But look, you know, if you're gonna do it, go all out.
Uh-huh.
Break out the vacuum cleaner or the fucking hanger or whatever.
Look at that mannequin.
Just go. Now there are some fucking absolutely funny ass moments, like in season 2.
Yeah.
Why
would you cut that far ahead? Why would you do that to yourself?
Because I'm watching season 2.
Why?
Because I have a DVR. In fact, it's recording.
I
right
bring
now.
You fucking excellent movies to watch. You refuse to watch them,
correct?
But you will watch fucking Superstore season
right.
2.
Yeah. Which excellent movies did you bring me?
Go is fucking great.
What
it's
else?
Got actors in it that you like.
What else?
Okay.
What
it's got
else?
Jay fucking Moore.
What else?
It's got William Fichtner. Okay.
What else have you brought me?
Well, the goods we're still supposed
I've
to
already
watch
seen
together.
It.
We're supposed to watch the goods together.
I've seen the goods. I've seen the goods like 5 times.
When did you watch? Did you watch the DVD?
I've seen the fucking movie. I saw the movie before you even saw it.
I know that you've seen it before. I know that because you pissed
then why
you
are
off.
You asking me if I've seen it?
Because I brought it for us to watch and we never watch it. It's
right.
Been here for fucking 3 years.
Right. I've seen the fucking movie.
I mean, it's like it doesn't exist.
But you're
my,
saying
my
it's a good movie
anymore. It's been here so long.
You're saying it's a good movie.
The goods?
Yes.
Oh, no. I wouldn't go so far as to
you
call
said them. You brought me excellent movies, and I'm like, which ones?
The goods is definitely funny. I will say that.
No.
It's not a good movie, but it's a funny movie. You can
there's
have...
only there's moments of funny.
Okay. Like Grown Ups 2? Grown Ups 2
funny.
Is a funny movie, but it's not a good movie at all.
Right.
Okay. And it happens.
What else have you... What other excellent movies have you brought me that I haven't watched?
There was...
I got this one right here.
The Batman v Superman. I just wanted you to see
that
the
is not an
cut.
Excellent movie.
I just wanted you to see the director's cut because...
I'm not interested in seeing... I'll watch the cut scenes or whatever, but
yeah.
I just haven't... that one... I don't have time right now.
See? That mannequin has more fucking charisma than
I got totally
asshole.
Off on a tangent.
Right, fine. The tangent's more important than the show. Oh my God, it looks like Andy Samberg.
It does.
Is my dick in a box? Hey, fat guy in the background again.
See, America Ferrera.
Oh, fat lady in the background.
America Ferrera is...
She is above everyone on this show except for the guy in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, so I was getting... My point I was getting to is, so I do actually watch season two because I have a DVR, and when I come home, I don't want to fucking watch any DVDs or anything else like that. I just want to watch whatever and just get through it.
You go with... Because you're a technology guy.
Like that.
Yeah, I know. That's real.
The girl sitting on the ground just eating. Now, there are other... Like, the interstitials, these in-between scenes.
Yeah.
Did he just smell panties?
But she did have a dream.
And there is one fucking moment in the last episode
yeah.
of season two that actually had me laugh out loud. I fucking cracked up.
Okay.
But it was just this one scene, I can't even remember right now. It's been a while. But I wasn't expecting it to happen. And that's the problem is that it has moments of pure fucking brilliance.
Uh-huh.
Followed by 20 minutes of bullshit.
Banality?
Yeah. No bullshit. Some garbage.
Ugh. There he is going around. Oh, he's doing go-backs,
isn't he? Yeah, he's doing go-backs. So he's got the basket. Nobody does go-backs like that. Know what we do with go-backs? We go over to self-check
uh-huh.
and dump them all in a cart, and then they go over to customer service, and they go into a fucking... We park them. That's why customer service is filled with carts.
Is that what that is?
Carriages, if you want
to. I thought those were a shitload of returns.
No. Well, technically, it's both. It's returns, it's go-backs, and then they make an announcement. All people in your departments, come get your fucking go-backs. I suppose I could do that from now on. Just not to have to.
I totally see why this show still exists because of all the product placement. Look at that. Colgate and other products that I keep seeing on the shelves.
Yeah. But I don't really think, I mean, they would have to go to every manufacturer and do that. And I don't think they do that.
This show would be more interesting with the fucking mannequin. Than
Dude, they had a fucking gigantic M&M at mine. I was going to steal it. Now it's gone.
Marshall Mathers?
Yeah. Gigantic Marshall Mathers.
Be rabbit. All right. Which color?
Red. Red one? They had red.
I want the green one. She looks doable.
Yeah, that's about right. See? What
hey,
the fuck?
Hey, look, he's got a stick up his ass, too. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Ooh. In 6 more episodes, I'm so going to maybe do him.
What is his job? What exactly does he do there?
I don't know. Inspiration?
All he does is walk around. All
is
these
that
people.
Racist?
Crockpot?
Nothing. Never mind.
She's got a sweet ass, though. I'll tell you that.
That's what I mean. She's too cute to actually be with someone that looks like that white boy.
No, you need to go into my Walmart and just watch people watch. You're like, dude, what the fuck is going on with like these hot chicks?
Yeah.
Will be dating like fucking you.
Fuck you! I am a goddamn jewel in the.
Are you?
I'm a diamond in the rough.
Are you?
Okay.
I'm a jewel of the Nile.
I'm a sapphire in the muff. So, you know what, though? You're right, because I've been to Pomona, okay? And fucking the hottest Latina chicks in Pomona. And
they're always dating these fucking scrubs.
And they're with the nastiest cholo motherfuckers.
Yeah, like, what
man.
The fuck?
Like, dude, like a teardrop fucking tats, and they just look like fucking pieces of shit. And you know, oh, like papito. Okay, what? You gonna turn this down right here for El Cholo? Yep. El Cholo de Vato. He's always eating. You notice that? I know they're in the lunchroom, but...
Shift assignments? It's always printed. There's a shift... There's a dude that does all the fucking shifts.
You ever watch actors when they're eating? Most of the time, they take, like, miniature bites.
Yeah.
And then they wait between takes and spit them out.
No, they eat them.
Sometimes.
Now, see, that's funny. It's sitting on the fucking toilet.
Yeah, because you're laughing your ass off, aren't you?
No, look, his pants are down, see?
There should have been
pudding.
Come
on, that is funny.
They should have had pudding smeared on it.
Eh.
Chocolate pudding.
You and your humor.
Like, you wouldn't have laughed at that.
I wouldn't have. But it would have been funny if they had shit stain on the toilet seat. Or it was making fart sounds. Now, see, that's funny. Yeah, put them in the fucking compactor. Do not put anything in the compactor that isn't cardboard. Nobody fucking gets shift assignments.
You know, you've stated that each time we've watched this. That no one gets shift assignments. I don't think they give a shit. They're going to still make them do that on the show.
It's stupid.
Oh, no, the white boy gets to come into the office?
Yeah, because it's a continuing story of Glenn giving them fucking...
marital advice?
Yeah, marital and baby advice.
Parental.
Because he's so...
Oh, and Miss Piggy and I. Damn, son. Oh, I'm the token white boy.
The talking wigger. Yeah, I said it again.
You know, look, I know this guy who plays this white boy, he's an actor, and, you know, he's probably been acting for years. You know, I don't know, school plays or whatever the fuck, but I'll tell you what. You put me on that fucking show, and I can act like way better wannabe than that fucking guy right there.
This alarm going off is the compactor.
Oh, my God, someone's stuck in the compactor.
Holy shit. Terminator was on the other day on TBS or something, and the whole Terminator fucker, your Terminator fucker scene was on, and they cut through the...
You're terminated, French toast.
You're terminated, and they cut through it, and then they sped up the film while the Terminator's being crushed, so it happens really fast. And it was so uneventful, the way that they showed it. You know, like, how they speed through credits now, end credits?
Yeah.
That's how they sped through the end of the movie.
Well,
I yelled at my TV, and my kids agreed with me. They're like, you don't do that. You don't do that to the Terminator. No.
You watched it on fucking network TV.
Well, it was on for a second. I don't want... Look, that's why I own Blu-rays and DVDs.
That's why I don't watch that shit on...
I turn that shit off, and I'll... Like, if I ever catch my kids watching a movie that we own, but it's on, they're watching on cable, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
We're watching a movie. Leave me the fuck alone. I'm like, no, I didn't want to take it out of the goddamn box. I didn't want to fucking search through thousands of goddamn DVDs.
Oh, and then sit
just to placate your fucking bullshit.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Dad's home. We better turn this off. Because he's going to get angry with watching a movie.
Since you're a technology guy, yeah. I'm going to ask this anyway. I know your answer.
Do you?
How do you feel about the Postal Service? Do you think it's become obsolete?
Absolutely.
Do you think that there still might be an importance to it because you actually get mail?
Most of it's junk mail.
Yeah.
A lot of these companies are living 30, 40, 50 years in the past thinking that instead of giving people what they really want, which is, look, you have the older generation that's going to deal with this anyways, and they abhor, not all of them, but they do abhor technology.
Yeah.
Well, why should I use technology? It's making your life better. No, it's not. What happened to the catalogs? Okay, so basically you want to sign up and just get bullshit in your fucking mailbox every single day. So you have to go out to your, that you're used to doing, instead of making minute changes in your life and enjoying what the technology is there for. But we're not even talking about the stupid show.
Fuck this show. This is more interesting.
And then you have the younger generation who fucking won't sign up for anything.
Yeah.
Like, so you go to a website, it coincides, right? So you have websites that want all of your information.
Yeah.
Your name, your email, you're not your email, ooh, titties, your mailing address.
Yeah.
So they can send you stuff, or your email address so they can sign you up and subscribe you to their newsletter or whatever. That's the old way of doing things. It's still the old way of doing things. That's fucking 20 years ago, 1996 technology, where you go to a website and you have to put in your email address so that they can fucking spam you.
I know, it's just like join our club at Safeway and shit.
Yeah. Again, all that shit doesn't... Oh, coupons? Why the fuck are you coming in with paper coupons?
Can you just show things on your phone?
Why the fuck does Walmart have it set up to accept paper coupons when technology-wise they could be saving a fucking assload of money, and you take the coupon, the paper coupon, you scan it once, right?
Uh-huh.
And or if the piece of food, whatever it is, it comes with a coupon, it automatically registers it as a 50% off coupon. Why the fuck are we? Why are we wasting our time with this? And I'll be specific, okay? Cereal has those little sticker coupons on them.
Yeah.
Why? If you're gonna put a coupon on it, just put it on the UPC on the box.
Do you want to know why? You know the answer.
It's fucking useless.
It's to grab the buyer's attention.
Right, but see, the problem is the other thing is that we have to have the coupons. But if you already have the coupon in the system, if you scan the coupon,
So why is it the dude mannequin with the fucking crotch bump, they don't fucking bleep over that, but the hot chick fucking mannequin, they put a bleep over her crotch?
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
That's fucking sexist.
Oh, God. Maybe it has a vag.
Maybe it's a
vag hole.
Pleasure Vibe 2000. Oh, it is a sex doll. But yet, because it's on NBC, her mouth isn't shaped in an O.
See, another funny part. See, there are some moments that are just fucking hilarious.
You know when this show's funny? Is when no one's talking. That's when this show is fucking funny. Because every scene that's interesting is when it shows the quick cut scene of a customer doing something that customers really do.
So, yes, the United States Postal Service is completely obsolete, just like UPS and DHL for the most part.
I knew you were going to say that. And I do agree for the most part. But there is this thing, and this goes back into the whole movie thing with the streaming and all that, is I talk to old people. I've talked to a bunch of old people because I do shuttle driving and stuff like that. So I talk to customers. And they were saying that technology is great and all, but one of the problems with it is that it's making everything become more impersonal. And there's something that feels good about someone putting something in your mailbox, a human being putting something in your mailbox, and then you go out to check it.
But it's not becoming impersonal. And here's the argument to that.
Sure, because you can order everything from home now.
It doesn't matter.
You have fucking drones.
It doesn't matter. People are making it impersonal.
You can have drones drop food off your house.
That's technology. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
You're making it impersonal. I'm making it impersonal.
See, this is why I like to talk about these things, because you are right.
It's not technology's fault.
No, you are right, because you're right. Technology is making things
impersonal.
It's
humans' fault.
But human beings are allowing it.
Yeah, so the argument, then when they say making it impersonal, well, no, they're not. Technology doesn't think. Technology doesn't do. Mm-hmm. It's just there. It's a dummy terminal. Uh-huh. We're the ones that have to input all this stuff. If you really want to make it personal, then make it personal. Go out there and interact with people.
Yeah. You do you not see, though, that
I don't care.
With the mail thing, like, there's something about it that...
No, I don't care. You know why I don't care about the mail?
Why?
Because most of those guys are dickwads. They're fucking rude assholes.
The post guys?
The post office people.
Huh, okay.
They don't give a shit. It's not just them. It's UPS stores, Kinko's, and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
They don't give a shit about being... They don't give a shit about providing a service. They just want you to get in and get out, and I'm guilty of that too. But when I'm there and I start interacting with people, I'm providing a service.
So this is why I bring it up, the movie thing is that
that was season 1 episode 4, by the way.
So, streaming is great. Don't get me wrong. It's great, especially because you can check out movies that you normally wouldn't have taken the time if you were at a video store to ever rent or anything.
Okay.
So that's what's great about streaming, the convenience of it. But when I own a movie, when I have my own actual copy of a movie, especially if it's of a movie I love.
Okay.
There's something about it that feels more, I don't know, tangible. Like
I could see that, but however, again, your idea of them watching it on TV or getting pissed off at them because they didn't pull out the fucking DVD is 12-year-old mentality.
If it's on HBO with no commercials, fine.
Who cares? Who cares where it's on and how
that's
they're watching it?
Because you get a nostalgic feeling from watching commercials with a movie.
No, like, you don't seem to understand. It doesn't fucking matter how they watch it at all to anybody.
You're turning this into me becoming a barbarian or something.
No, I'm turning it into you being a douche.
No, I'm saying
you're being douchey about it. Like, oh, they're flipping through the channels and like, oh, I haven't seen this movie in decades. I don't want to get up and fucking filter through your entire DVD library just to find the movie. Put it into the player.
Oh, I'll find that motherfucker quick.
Put it into the player. Let it spin up, which actually takes about 5 minutes to do all this shit. And then press play. And then when it's over, I've either got to eject it and then put it away because you're fucking anal about that stuff.
Uh-huh.
Eject it, put it away, and then I can go about my day. That's 2.5 hours out of my day I don't need. I can fucking, if it's on TV, then I can fucking flip through channels while it's on. I can hit the guide that's still playing in the corner. And go through and see what else is on.
You sound like the infomercial guy that turns everyday things that we use into the most difficult things to use just so they can sell their product.
Yeah, kind of. But if you think about it, it's 2.5 hours of, I've got to sit here and watch this movie for 2.5 hours, and then I can't flip through channels.
You know, in the space,
I like flipping through channels.
In the space of a commercial break, you could already have that movie ready to go.
In the space of a commercial break, I can flip through other channels and see what else is on also.
So then you're never content.
It doesn't matter.
You're never content with the content.
Right. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't fucking matter what your kids do.
That sounds like you have an OCD with you can't watch one thing at a time. You're the guy that has to have all the multiple screens up at the same time. What's this? What's this?
What the fuck do you think is going on here?
Oh my God. I know. Right when you started putting your arms up, I'm like, holy shit, you are correct, my friend. You have fucking monitors everywhere.
I have, like, I'm looking at a computer screen. There's a computer next to you, which I could probably turn on.
All you need is a fucking rent-a-cop costume and a slice of pizza on a paper plate, and you would be fucking set.
You've got a monitor in front of you. You've got a monitor to the side that needs to be fixed. I've got a computer over here. I've got two monitors behind me, two computers in a drawer. I've got three cell phones. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, I've got three, literally, I have three cell phones and an iPod, all within hand's reach.
Uh-huh.
So I agree with your statement, saying.
Yeah, you know what? It's like I answered it when I was fucking asking it.
Yeah,
it was like,
you're
okay.
Like, oh, God. I could see it in your eyes, too. Yeah. You're like, oh, shit. There goes the thunder. But look, it's a multitasking thing.
Yeah.
I like when multiple things are on. If there's music going on and I can concentrate, it's just...
You like multiple stimuli. That's what...
That's me. But, again...
You're the accountant.
Yeah. Your problem with your kids watching this stuff stems from the fact that you're kind of a control freak.
You do realize I'm mostly joking, right?
No, you're not.
No. Okay. Fuck you for this, because I can't believe I have to fucking explain myself again with something. I don't go into like a fucking angry tirade. I'm like, I just say to them, I'll say it like this. I go, why the fuck are you watching it? Like, I said, fuck these commercial breaks where they edit everything out of the goddamn show. Put the DVD in. I bought the DVD. Put the DVD in.
I don't want to.
You know what, Dad?
Fuck off.
Okay, you're right. Because then they can pause it whenever they want. Well, we have a DVR, but they can pause it whenever they want. They can cut to any part of the movie they want. They can put on the subtitles. They got the little gag reel afterwards or whatever. It's a beautiful thing, man.
It's not.
It's a fully interactive.
And I guarantee you that everything that you just told me is one third less than what it really is. Because I know you. You know you get pissed. Because I've talked to you on the phone when they were watching, when you guys were watching DVDs, and you're like, don't fucking play it.
You know what? If we're watching something that either I haven't seen in a long time or that we've never seen, it's shut the fuck up time. Like, shut the fuck up.
But you come over here, we watch DVDs, and you won't shut the fuck up.
I'll make a comment to you.
No, you keep talking.
If it's
or making loud noises or farting, whatever the fuck you do.
Cleaning your teeth.
No, dude, we've been watching Game of Thrones over here. You come over and start fucking yapping. And I had to yell at you a couple of times. Shut the fuck up. And then you get all fucking angry about it. You're like, whoa. I'm like, I'm watching the fucking show. So you do the exact opposite when you're
never
here.
I can never be happy. I can never make anybody happy. That's why I'm still alone.
Yes. Yeah. Right, so, there with you.
Yeah, that's why I don't, like, if I'm at someone else's house and they have a bunch of people there, if they put on something I've never seen, I don't pay much attention to it because I'm not going to enjoy it the way I want to enjoy it.
Don't you hate that when you go to somebody else's house? Or even if you just go out, like if you go out to dinner or whatever,
yeah.
And it's the most dumbest thing. It can be fucking Law and Order, right? And you'll watch it. And then you'll get invested in it. And you're like, oh, man, this is a great show. And then you come home, you're like, fuck that TV show.
Or you could be like Linda
Seriously,
Hamilton.
Seriously, guys, fuck you.
Linda Hamilton in Terminator when she's in the bar she's in the bar. She goes, "Don't touch it," because the guy wants to turn the TV channel. Yeah, I've caught myself like at someone's house and they're watching a really good movie, but there's a bunch of people there.
Yeah,
so everyone's talking and I'm steaming internally. I'm steaming like, this is a fucking awesome part. Shut the fuck up.
No, see, I don't do that when I'm at somebody else's house. I just get invested. I start watching it. I'll be like, oh yeah, this is good. And it could be anything. I mean, it could be a fucking Telemundo soap opera.
Yeah,
I'll be like, oh man, this is really good. I gotta watch this again. I got sucked into watching Sabado Gigante.
That's a name.
It's on Telemundo.
Is it Antonio?
And it's a variety.
Sabado Junior?
It's a fucking variety show.
Okay.
You know, so it's kind of like Gong Show with the hot chicks.
Yeah.
It,
ay, ay, ay.
When we go over to have dinner, Mexican.
Yeah.
We go to Tio Pepe's and they'll have it on sometimes.
Yeah.
It's kind of a bummer when they don't have it on because you're so used to it.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, they don't have, they don't have Telemundo on.
That reminds me of Chuck E. Cheese when we used to go.
Fuck Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, no, yeah, I agree. Fuck Chuck E. Cheese. But I will
Chuck
say this.
Fucking Cheese.
They would always have, depending on when you went there, they would have a certain video, like DVD in there, that had all their programming for that season, right? And there was always one thing that would come on there in between the stupid songs, what's called Monkey Ninjas. and I love the Monkey Ninjas.
Monkey Ninjas.
Yeah, look it up. There's web episodes of it.
Yeah, no.
You would like it. It's got dry, funny humor. Anyway, why is it when you recommend something, I check it the fuck out, and then but you, if I do it, you just completely take a dump on it? No, no answer. Okay, fuck you. Okay, so
because I don't respect you.
But anyway, when I go there, when I used to go to Chuck E. Cheese, I was always like, okay, I hope Monkey Ninjas is on, right? And then sometimes it would be, sometimes it wasn't. It'd be like, oh, I have to play with my kids instead. Fuck.
Yeah, no, I've got to give time to my kids.
Nah, I fucking hate that. I've been tempted to go again, but then I realize how pissed off I'd be that I can't legally chase my children in there because of, you know, they don't want to get sued if anyone gets injured. Fuck them. So.
I'm willing to bet that that
what is
Ducky?
Okay, so look, you know,
what I'm sorry, I was playing Words with Friends.
You know what I just realized is that we could do this every day.
Uh-huh.
If we lived closer to each other.
Yeah, imagine that.
Come in and we could do one podcast a day.
We could.
Like a morning radio show or something.
Imagine that.
And every day, because we could just bring up a topic and then just boom, go into it. Boom, boom, boom. Your opinion, my opinion. And then you fucking, you know, shit on it or whatever, right?
Right. I could yell at you 3 hours a day.
You could do this every fucking day because it'd be fresh. You know what I mean? Refresh. New day, refresh.
Uh-huh.
Fuck, I need to move closer. Yeah, I know you ain't going to move from here. I mean, I wouldn't fucking move away from here.
I really don't want you to move closer.
Why? You get to hang out with William.
Yeah, that ain't ever gonna fucking.
Oh, he'll start showing up. Hey, Mike.
Oh, you think he will?
He'll hop your fucking fence.
He will do it once, and then that broken leg will tell him no, or he'll get shot.
Good luck. He is fucking fast. I should put him in track if I actually had the time.
Yeah.
So
he's not faster than a bullet. I will shoot him in the ass.
I'll deal with that when it happens.
All right. He hops the fence once. Once.
Yeah. All right. So. This is episode 4 of Superstore. I don't know what the name of the episode was.
I don't either. It said killers, but really it's not. It's fucking...
It was all about mannequin rape and fucking...
Abortions.
White boy parenting skills, I guess. So...
Yeah. Let's actually get the real fucking thing.
What?
The Miley Cyrus MK Ultra mind control victims.
Let's finish the Superstore record.
Yeah, I know. Hold on a second. I'm looking it up. Here we go.
Look, oh, man, I thought those were nipples for a second. They're eyeballs.
I'm saving this because I have to. But that's Haunted Mansion.
Is it Haunted House?
Yeah. And
oh, God.
That fucking picture,
mm-hmm.
Hold on a second, is, I did the same exact thing. I'm like, why is that picture of a woman with weird looking nipples? And I clicked on it, and it's like, whoever did that did it on purpose.
I think so.
It's called Mannequin.
Okay.
Season 1, episode 4.
Mannequin.
Mannequin. Manquin. I don't know. Whatever.
Should have a Jefferson Starship song.
It's probably because of the Andrew McCarthy movie. That's what that dude looks like. Jonah looks like a weird version of Andrew McCarthy. Like, Andrew McCarthy and Jonathan Silverman
had
a butt baby, and that's what Jonah is.
Andrew McCarthy was a toss-up for me as
toss
an actor.
Toss-off?
There was times where I liked him, and there was times when I didn't.
I mostly didn't.
Yeah, I didn't like him in Pretty in Pink. I liked him at Weekend at Bernie's. I liked him in Mannequin. But, yeah, there was certain things I just didn't care for him in. Like, there's something about him. I just wanted him to die. Like, I didn't like him in St. Elmo's Fire, because he was in love with Ally Sheedy the whole time while she was with Judd Nelson. And then he finally gets to be with her because, you know, she finds out Judd Nelson's cheating on her and shit. And then they finally have this romantic sex scene in the shower where he finally gets her, you know, the good guy wins, right? And it was just, I didn't, Exactly. Is the next episode Shoplifter?
Yes.
All right. Shoplifter.
Why is it that I can go throughout the entire day not coughing, and then I start talking, and I fucking just sound like I'm puking up.
That's why I'm glad I'm not smoking anymore, because I noticed that it would take a toll after being outside smoking so much, and then coming in and being on the microphone, I'd start to have the and then, so now it's not as bad. So, and then right when I say that, I get an itch in my throat
and start talking.
Okay, so
yeah,
so. I'm sorry, but this show, it was just, we had to just talk about something else this time.
We completely lost focus on the show. Yeah. Just wanted the other thing.
Dude, there were moments where I was making eye contact with you so much that I forgot we were watching the show.
Yeah, I did too.
And then I look over and I see the dumb white boy again.
You're like,
dumb white boy. Okay, all right.
Yeah, but we did catch the moments in between, which were funny, with the dude sitting on the toilet.
Yeah, sitting on the toilet.
Reading the paper or whatever.
Exactly, and that's it. That's what the show is. The show is a cutscenes surrounded by a bunch of
It's 20
shit.
Minutes of bullshit followed by 2 minutes of funny.
Yeah, real funny.
Maybe.
Realistic funny.
Yeah, maybe a minute worth of funny.
Yeah. So this show still
sucks.
Sucks.
Balls.
All right. So, well, I guess we'll talk to you guys next week.
Yeah. We'll record to you guys next week.
And I bet your guys' anticipation is just as high as ours.
Yeah, it's seething. It's brimming. It's overflowing.
I know who's about to blow his load.
I can't believe it. I can't wait for next week's episode of This Show Sucks because it's so fucking compelling.
You should call it Super Orgasm.
You should call it Super Fucking Shit.
How about Super Bore?
Yeah, I know, right?
All right, so for Super Bore, This Show Sucks, I am Joe Spiegel.
Mike Zylon.
Bye.
Good show. Jolly good show. Jolly good show indeed.
Hakuna Matata, bitches.
Please share the podcast. The more people that listen, the better off we are. Thanks again.
For more great podcasts and my movie reviews, don't forget to visit www.acoupleofaverageshows.com.
This is the end. It's the end. Finito! The end, I tell you! We're all going to nibble the dust!
Or go fuck yourself.